Andrew Suarez is our pitcher today for the Giants, and absolutely he's pitched really well in his 11 starts, and Andrew Suarez joins us on our pregame. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Well, I can't wait to hear about Miami, the trip to Miami and going home and everything else. Tell me about it.
It was great going home. I got to sleep in my own bed, and I just got to spend some time with my family. Yeah, I spent some time with my niece as well. I was in the third game, so I didn't really get to spend time with them because I had to get ready for for my start. But, I told them it was just business, and I'll see them in the All-Star break. I'll probably go back home for those days.
All right, Andrew Suarez with us. The best meal coming home. What was the best meal you had?
Definitely, some rice and beans, really? Some Cuban food, like a steak on the side and some plantains. But, yeah, it's one of my favorite meals. I love Cuban foods.
All right, so you're home, you wake up, and you got to get to the ballpark. Now, do you go down 101, Highway 1, A1A? What do you do?
I live down south, so, I take the turnpike into the Palmetto and then, go through the airport and just end up exiting right there by the stadium.
No, I know it well. I used to go to the Orange Bowl there, so I know exactly where it is. Now, what about tickets for the game? Did you get hit hard for tickets?
No, not really. All my friends paid for their own tickets. I just gave my family tickets, so it wasn't all that bad. I thought it would be worse.
Did you tell your friends you're making $550?
No, they just, they decided to do it on their own.
All right, but now you're on the mound, and you told me you had pitched, I guess, in the ballpark right before as a freshman at the University of Miami. So now you're on the mound, and it's not a great crowd. I mean, your family probably made up a good part of the crowd, but could you hear them?
I mean, I didn't really focus on who was saying anything, but, walking to the mound, I heard a lot of Andes and, my last name as well. So, it was great, just having that support over there.
College World Series is going on right now. What was your experience with College World Series? Did you have one?
Yeah, I got to go my last year, and it was great, pitching in front of, all those people in a big stadium like that. It gets you ready for this, and, you're just playing against the best seven teams, because we're the eighth in the country, so, it's awesome going over there. You get to experience it, and I loved it.
Well, it's exciting. Andrew Suarez with us. I was thinking about, you did 4 years at Miami. Did you graduate?
Yeah, I graduated.
What's your degree in?
I got criminology and psychology.
But you could have gone after your junior year, but you didn't. It was a Cleveland or Toronto? I forget who.
Oh, Washington.
Oh, Washington. All right, Washington drafted. What happened? How come you didn't go?
I just didn't agree to terms. And I was a redshirt, so I decided to come back. Yeah, it worked out for me. I went to Omaha. I graduated. I thought that was the most important thing because I was the first one in my family to graduate. So I think it all worked out. I love being here. Yeah, grateful to be a Giant for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little. It's good to catch up with you. As always, we've been talking since spring training. You had the best locker. Every time we'd walk in, you were there. You had the best locker in spring training. But how are you feeling? You throw out the Washington game, your numbers are starting to look pretty good.
I get my feel for everything, and all the veteran guys have been helping me out, talking about like sequences and what to do and all that stuff. And I think it's paying off, and I thank them all the time for helping me out.
The other thing, I did the workup for today's game. You are very, very good here at AT&T Park. Maybe your numbers on the road are not as good. So what about that?
I haven't really focused on that. I didn't know. But, I love pitching here. It's a great atmosphere. And the fans, I love it. It's a lot of fun pitching here.
All right, I'm going to ask you one of our. We do a podcast, and we get silly questions all the time. So the question was asked last week. There's a woman who caught a foul ball in a cup of beer, and all the fans were yelling, "Drink it, chug it," and all that stuff. And she did, and she was a big hero. What would you do if you caught a foul ball in a cup of beer?
Oh yeah, I drink it for sure. You have to. I feel like if that happens, you have to. You got to finish your beer.
All right, very good, Andy. Nice to have you with us.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.